And welcome back to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. What we're doing at the moment is a four-part series in honour of Stress Awareness Month. And in the previous episode, I was talking very much about why stress is such an epidemic and what it does to our bodies, which is why it becomes such a big problem, because it affects everybody, because it affects all the systems of the body. Now, having explained all of that, today's episode brings us great joy, because in this episode, I can teach you some fantastic techniques for addressing your stress. So this episode goes out to everybody and anybody who has ever been stressed in their life, which is literally all of us. So let's talk. Okay, so the key thing about stress is that it impacts the key circulatory process of the body. So when the body is happy, it's just in kind of rest and digest mode, and it's sort of minding its own business. And it feels the state that I like to describe it as relaxed yet energized. That's a healthy body state. The stress response creates a not very nice sensation of exhausted yet restless. You just feel so uncomfortable. So what do you do when you feel like that? And the easiest thing in the world to do is to shake the body. Now, I'm hoping that my lovely team at the podcast will now do a little insert here to show an example of me teaching you how to body shake, because right now I'm suited and booted in a very compressed state. So it's quite hard for me to stand up and start demonstrating that. But we will put a link to these exercises as well, because they're all defined and shown on YouTube and on all the different social media platforms. But shaking the body is the easiest way to shake off stress. Okay, purely shaking the body allows the blood circulatory system to rectify itself and to go back into a relaxed state, simultaneously creating a kind of snow globe effect by shaking out these kind of heavy, unpleasant frequencies into the natural excretory function of the body. And it works. It's really, really easy. Another way to combat, so that's a really simple way of doing it. The next way to take it a little bit deeper is to now start body tapping. And again, I'm hoping that my team will be able to show this to those watching. But body tapping is literally taking a loosely clenched fist or a cupped hand, or even your fingertips if you're not feeling great, and just tapping all over the body, starting with the chest, over the heart, down the inside of the arms, outside of the arms, armpits, down into the waist, down into the belly button, then around the waist, and then down the outside and the backs of the legs, up the inside of the legs, over the shoulders, over the head, and back down to centre. Now, you can do this with your hands, you can do this with a body tapper, but it is the easiest way in the world. So once you've done a shake, if you're still feeling agitated, the body tap kind of starts to dislodge those sort of heavy energetic particles, which are sort of vibrating in a very unpleasant way, and just lifting them out of the nooks and crannies of the body, once again getting them back into the excretory functions of the body. It's the easiest way to relax yet energise and get the body back into its natural state. And the good thing about these exercises is that they're so simple, because bodies are ultimately designed to be healthy, and the stress response is ultimately designed to be burnt off, because the reason it's happening the way that it is because the body needs to fight or flight. Now, we're no longer fight or flighting, because we live in the age of enlightenment now. We're no longer fighting to survive. Our parameters of life are different. It's no longer life and death in that instant state that it used to be. It's now a much more elongated process. So we need to elongate the solutions, and we need to calm them and make them more conscious and more evolved in that respect, because by making them conscious, we're offsetting the negative aspects of modern life and allowing the body to rectify itself whilst getting back to what it is that we should be doing, which is developing our wisdom into this conscious state, because that's kind of the rationale of the 21st century. So shaking and tapping the body. Now, next, walking. Walking is the easiest way to support the body with the stress response. Try as best you can to stick within or stick around the 10,000 steps a day. Anyone who has a smartphone, it's completely entrenched into the mechanics of the phone in the first place. It is a very, very easy way to ensure that the body feels healthy. I committed to myself this year to do 10,000 steps a day average, which last year I managed 7,000 and the year before 5. So just by being consciously aware, I've built up my step count, and it is making such a fundamental difference to how my body feels. Because remember, the stress response is fight or flight, and the body likes to move. So remember, 1,000 steps is roughly 10 minutes of walking. So you really want to try and punctuate your day as much as you can with walking. Walking to the tube or the bus, walking, taking the long way to the loo, taking a train stop, or not necessarily a train stop, sorry, but a tube stop the one before, or a bus stop the one before, trying to have meetings if you need to do phone calls where you're walking around rather than sitting down, try and have meetings where you can do them walking rather than sitting. Just trying to make everything I've just suggested is things that I have done in order to ensure that I hit 10,000 steps a day. And I keep an eye on my step counter so that if I'm a little bit short, I'll get up after dinner and go for a quick walk. It's always easier as well in the summer and spring months than it is in the autumn and winter, just because you've got longer days. But nonetheless, I've managed it all the way through. So if I can do it, everyone can, because my life is just as busy as everyone else's. So using the bamboo tapper, using your hands, using your legs, using your breath is the next thing. So breathing is so important to the body. It is the number one healing modality you have, more than anything else. And the thing about the breath is that the lungs, which are the organ of the breath, are called the governor of the body. And the breath can control the heart rate. And the heart rate gets impacted by the stress response. So by counteracting the fact that the stress response will create short, shallow breaths in the lungs with deep diaphragmatic breathing, immediately rectifies the issue of the lungs and the issue of the heart. So this is a really simple way to offset the stress response. So you simply breathe slowly in, linger at the top of the breath, breathe slowly out, linger at the bottom of the breath. And this is what we do. Now that slows down the heart, and that offsets the negative impact of stress on the lungs. So with that one movement, you've rectified two of the five key organs. If you add that into body tapping, walking, and shaking, you are also then dealing with the stress response's impact on the circulatory system and also on purge and nourish. So you've literally answered one, two, three, four, five of the eight key things that we need to be aware of. So all that's left now is three of the other organs. Well, body tapping also addresses all of the organs of the body, because every single organ of the body has got what we call meridians or collaterals, which are like these riverbeds which flow all over your body, up and down, undulating all the way through. And every single one of them comes up towards the surface of the skin. So by body tapping, you start to tap all of the meridians of the body. And in so tapping them, you support the organs as well. You also support the muscles, the circulatory response, you support the lymphatic flow, you support the energy flow. So literally you're getting the body rectified back into a really good state. But there are other things that you can do to address the other three key organs, which if we've done the lungs and the heart, we then have to think about the spleen, the liver and the kidney, which are the other three things. Now, again, there's a couple of really easy practices that you can do which address those three things all at once. And the first one is foot bathing. Foot bathing, you probably haven't tried it, because it's one of those things that, until I've told you about it, people don't realise. People have baths if they're lucky enough to have a bath in their bathroom, but not everyone just focuses on their feet. The good thing about it is that even if you don't have a bath, you can foot bathe. All you need to do is buy a little foot bath or washing up tub. Better if they are made of metal, but a washing up tub will do the job. And you just fill it with lovely warm water, put a little chair in the bathroom or a little stool, or sit on the loo. Sitting on the loo will do the job, to be honest, but put a towel down so it's warm on your bum. And then put your feet into warm water with some Epsom salts and some nice aromatherapy oils and just sit there. And that's it. And it feels absolutely amazing. If you wish, you can improve upon that by doing something called the healing sounds over and above. Now, there is another podcast which I've done completely for healing sounds. So if you're interested in ramping up your foot bathing, then just put the healing sounds podcast on when you've got your feet in the water and just do them with me, because I've literally recorded them for you and you can do it at the same time. So just have that in the back of your mind. You can do that later on. But in the meantime, using foot bathing is brilliant, because the opening of the channels of the kidney, the liver and the spleen are all in the feet. And by warming up the feet and then drying them with a warm towel and ideally massaging with something like a magnesium butter is going to have a massively beneficial effect on those three organs. Also, I suggest that foot bathing is done before sleep. It's a very, very good way to relax the body. In turn, that's a very good way to support sleep, which is a very good way to counterbalance the stress response that's been going on all day. Now, another really important thing for stress is body gua sha, because the thing about stress is it has a habit of getting caught up in the body tissues. And if you, up to this point, haven't been shaking and drumming as you've been going along, or you've had a really busy day and you've not been able to do it whilst you've been stressed, then what happens is all this kind of energy frequency gets caught up into the body. The body holds onto it. And then what happens is it finds it very, very difficult to let go because there's just this just general overwhelm. And it's especially important before bedtime, because the thing about bedtime is that the sleeping process has also a massive impact on your circulatory system. And the sleeping process is where the sort of the blood and the energy of the body moves from the exterior, which is where we're moving around in what we call its yang state, because we're active and warm and busy and moving, into its yin state, where it moves to the interior of the body, going into the organs, replenishing and nourishing and generally restoring the body. The problem is if it's all snaggled up in the muscle tissue, if it's not been properly created by the spleen, because the spleen's been moving it into the muscles and it's not of a very good quality, it all gets either A, stuck, or B, if there's enough of it to kind of get unstuck, it's not of the best quality. So what we've got to do is, aside from using these techniques during the course of the day, we've got to do some heavier lifting just before we go to sleep at night in order to ensure that we sleep well and that we freed up that blood and got it moving in the right way. Now, the way to do that is to do something called body sculpting. Now, the body sculptor is a rather large power tool made of something called bianstone. And bianstone is the earliest healing stone that we used in Chinese medicine. It is so powerful that the original belief was that if you just placed the stone on the human body, it would heal the body just like that. Now, the early bianstones were incredibly powerful. Sadly, they've all been mined up now and they're not really available. But if you ever find an antique bianstone kicking around a jumble sale or an antiques fair or anything to do with that, I would urge you to whip it up, because they're one of those things that unless you knew what they were, you wouldn't understand how valuable they are. And they do, you'd be amazed what you can find kicking around. But in the meantime, we have the best quality bianstone available. And what we do now is we press stroke it over the body. The idea is that you follow the energy contours of the body, and by press stroking all over the body with this stone, you are releasing any caught up circulatory systems with all of these heavy particles into the lymphatic flow, into the circulatory flow, and enabling the body to basically go into the sleeping process. And this is really important. So if you're thinking that you are very stressed and that you need a lot of help and you need to support your sleep and your stress and your general well-being, then what I would urge you to do is the sequence would be body shaking followed by body tapping, followed by body sculpting or bianstone, and finally do the foot bathing with the healing sounds. Because at this point, what you've done is created space inside the body, moved out all the toxicity which needs to go, moving it into the excretory functions of the body, and replacing that space with the beautiful, purifying healing sounds. The healing sounds work into the organs of the body, which, as we know, are responsible for all of the functions of the body, and they all work at a vibrational level, and there are different sounds which support them in their functions. So by doing it in that order is going to make a massive difference to your stress response. There are also some really, really useful acupressure points that you can do to support you, not only with your sleep, but also with your stress. Now, the easiest ones are yin tang, which is right here between the eyebrows. You can access it with your little finger. Just literally go to the inner side of your eyebrows, right in the middle above the nose. There's the point. You can either use your little finger or your ring finger. You can use the soft end of an eyebrow brush, an eyeshadow brush. You can use our bianstone acupressure tool, or you can even use the rounded edge of a non-disposable chopstick. It is one of the easiest points to support the stress response. And there are some other really useful acupressure points on my stress fact sheet. It's easier for me to send you there because there's a list, and I've discovered listening to my podcast that me just reading out a list of acupressure points is a bit boring. So I'll give you kind of one so that you can do it straight away, because this is an easy one. And then if you found that useful, there's more on the fact sheet. So they are some really, really simple techniques that you can do anytime to support you with the stress response. Walking, tapping, shaking, all things that you can do throughout the day. Deep breathing, deep conscious diaphragmatic breaths. I always recommend to download Mindfulness Bell in order to allow that chime, that gong, to go through into your phone every 15 minutes. you take a lovely slow breath. These are the things that we need to do, okay? Now with that, I am going to move on now to episode 3, which is going to be more ways to manage your stress. But before you go to episode 3, I would urge you first to really just do the simple things well. I repeat myself on this podcast saying that over and over again, because you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Bodies are designed to be healthy, so you just need to give them what they need, and normally that's enough. If, however, your healing pivot is deeper than that and your stress is really, really bad and really entrenched, then we need to go a little bit deeper, which is why I've got another episode with even more ways to improve your stress, which is coming up next.